Tuesday saw the big debate between Bill Nye, the science guy, and Ken Ham, the founder of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum. They debated the merits of the science of evolution, geology, and astrophysics as accepted by the scientific community worldwide, represented by Bill Nye, versus the merits of creation science espoused by Ham and other young Earth creationists who disbelieve evolution and believe in biblical literalism, which in their reading of the first creation story in Genesis allows the Earth to be no more than roughly 6,000 years old. The first chapter of Genesis holds the familiar in the beginning creation story that progresses through 6 days as God creates everything, ending with human beings on the sixth day. Ham's scientific theories are based mostly on this story, but chapter 2 of Genesis begins a different creation story. This is the one with Adam and Eve, in which God creates Adam on the same day as creating the earth and the heavens, then creates plants, then animals, then Eve. The order of creation in these stories is very different, and the second one offers no sense of time. As a professing biblical literalist, Ham's apathy toward these disparate stories is significant. Perhaps he realizes they cannot be reconciled. These two different creation stories are certainly a good proof for not taking the Bible literally, because one is forced into numerous impossible contradictions. The Bible offers two contradictory stories of creation right off the bat, as though to warn us all, don't look for simplistic answers to God's complexity in this book, which makes the name Answers in Genesis seem even more vacuous. The Bible is not concerned at all with scientific truth. Physics, biology, and mathematics were of no concern for those who wrote our scripture. Ham and his camp abused scripture by forcing its square hole of theological concern to adjust to their square peg of scientific inquiry, a role that scripture was never intended to fill. And this weekend is the 9th annual Evolution Weekend, during which Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, and other religious leaders and communities speak in favor of science and against the idea that we must reject any scientific finding that disagrees with Scripture. If God is the creator, and I think God is, then exploration of that creation is another method of divine self-revelation. That seems a more faithful approach and shows a more loving God than any creed that believes God to be a trickster or liar that would plant false information for us to find simply to test our faith. God is not malicious. The creation stories are poetry. They speak of God as the creator, but without regard to modern Homo sapiens' desire for a scientifically detailed account. The stories contradict in details, but cohere in meaning. God is the creator and source of life. God then gave us reason and imagination to explore that creation and discover more about God. Thousands of religious leaders, including me, have signed on to the Clergy Letter Project out of which Evolution Weekend comes. That letter includes this paragraph. We believe that the theory of evolution is a foundational scientific truth, one that has stood up to rigorous scrutiny and upon which much of human knowledge and achievement rests. To reject this truth or to treat it as one theory among others is to deliberately embrace scientific ignorance and transmit such ignorance to our children. We believe that among God's good gifts are human minds capable of critical thought, and that the failure to fully employ this gift is a rejection of the will of our Creator. Some faith expressions are a threat to science, but science does not threaten faith. Every week, new scientific findings expand our knowledge. And for me, these continue to reveal new layers of a God who grows more majestic and awesome. We are created beings, we are evolved beings. Thanks be to the Maker. When freed from the shackles of literalism, our holy scriptures, whatever religion they come from, paired with our rational minds and imagination, are able to soar into the heavens of science and philosophy and scripture, embracing the questions born of our theological yearning.